that.
And he's still got that lake home. Why don't we buy that as a group and put our studio up there and we can work at the lake?
You know, Rick's looking for a new location.
I would love that. Look at the nice decks. Plenty of room for a studio.
I can see a satellite dish there on the top there for, pick up Fox News, right? You know?
Yeah. That is such an awesome place. And it's the price on that has been reduced. Some investment properties. Here's the thing. If you're getting ready to sell, here's one that Eddie had under contract in 3 days. Those are results, folks. That's what you want when you're putting your house on the market. You want somebody who's literally working 24/7 to get it seen and sold. He knows how to market properties. He's great with social media. Plus, Eddie's on the radio.
Appreciate it so much.
So he's got an extra vehicle for your home that nobody else does.
You can't buy that house. You don't have enough money.
322-0662 is Eddie's number, 322-0662. Take a look at the listings and make sure that when you're ready to move, you list with him. Because oftentimes that's a stress situation. You want it done quickly and by somebody who works his butt off. Really. Eddie Bader, Realton Goods and Group, 322-0662. Fox and a few.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girl say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Horton Wholesale in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their wholesale floral operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 262-0920 for more information. Horton Wholesale, 262-0920.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox at 7.
News. I'm Chris Foster. With just two Republican senators so far saying no, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham tells Fox they have the votes to confirm President Trump's next Supreme Court nominee.
We're going to report the nomination out of the committee to the floor of the United States Senate so we can vote before the election. That's the constitutional process. After Kavanaugh, everything changed with me.
Democrats tried to block Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation 2 years ago after Republicans blocked President Obama's nominee in 2016, saying it shouldn't happen in an election year. There's flooding in and around Houston with up to 20 inches of rain expected in that part of Texas.
Tropical Storm Beta made landfall last night near Port O'Connor, Texas. The system will continue to weaken as it stalls over the coast. Heavy rainfall will be a big risk for the southeast Texas coastline through Louisiana and the Mississippi Valley over the next few days.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
Only a few facts wrong here, Chris.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
Yeah, let's go!
All right, guys, let's make it happen!
Okay, let's roll!
Yes, let's go!
All right, let's go!
Let's go, people! Let's go, let's go, let's go!
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're gonna have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going!
Hey, yeah, yeah!
Let's go.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh,
here we go. Feeling in my soul. Really need it, need it.
me. Get funky. Let's go.
I want to put on my bikini and my flip-flops.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
As it should be. I was just kidding, of course, but in an hour and 26 shopping minutes, fall will arrive with the details.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Yesterday, on the last full day of summer, it was pleasantly cool. And that breeze out of the east, gusting to 25, that was just so nice. I think we're going to have a nice little breeze today. We're at the coolest temperature I've seen since, I got to go back to maybe April. I don't have a date for you, but it's been in the upper 50s this morning. We're at 58 right now. Look for considerable cloudiness, but cool today with a nice breeze and a high around 74. Tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow could be an isolated shower during the daytime, but I think the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms continues Wednesday night and gets a little bit better as Beta approaches. That is the tropical storm now on the Texas coast. It'll be a tropical depression as it approaches us. And showers and thunderstorms are likely Thursday and Friday. Some tropical downpours. I mean, we could see 1 to 3 inches of rain in from Beta with the Friday's high temperature in the low 80s and then more scattered showers on Saturday. Right now, new current conditions just coming in from the airport. Northeast winds at 8. With mostly cloudy skies now and 58 degrees at 7:07.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what today is?
Okay. We need to look at a calendar.
Look at the calendar.
It is.
September 22nd.
Fall is my absolute favorite season.
Well, you're in luck.
You're in luck.
Today just happens to be
the first day.
First day.
The
fall season.
The temperature.
Just keep getting cooler and cooler.
You need a sweater.
You ready to start?
Let's start the show.
All right. Still got to wait an hour and 23 minutes before fall is officially here, so spend the rest of your summer wisely.
That means by listening to us right here.
That's it. We have the wing finger winning word coming up.
Jump in the pool.
I was in mine briefly over the weekend. I was surprised. It seemed like it cooled down like about 20 degrees.
Yeah, mine's 73, which is pretty significant from where it was.
We already put ours up for the year.
Yeah. Yeah, you have one of
those. We have one of those redneck swim pools. Well, wonderful.
I tend to like those brisk occasional jumps.
Yeah, they can be invigorating, especially if you're starting off really sluggishly and you need a jolt.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way to do it. It kind of works like cryotherapy does. By the way, Cooter texted me and said that I was right. Leo G. Carroll was Mr. Waverly on The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh, how about that?
It's an interesting cast because you've seen North by Northwest, right?
Yes, sure.
Which, by the way, for you Utes, it's an older film by Alfred Hitchcock. You may have heard of him. That's fun to watch. It's kind of convoluted, sort of like the intros I have lined up for Random Facts. He plays a CIA guy in that one, too. So that's interesting that he played a very similar character in a Hitchcock classic. And one other thing about Hitchcock movies, and that one in particular, if you watch North by Northwest and you're familiar with Andy Griffith, you will be stunned at how many cast members of Andy Griffith are in North by Northwest.
There's a lot.
An amazing number. I couldn't believe it.
There's a Mount Rushmore setting, too.
Yeah, that's what makes it interesting. Of course, that part of it is... they just made that movie up as they went along. But the crop duster scene, one of the best ever in any movie. Doug, good morning to you.
Morning. How y'all do?
Yeah, you know.
We're doing good.
Hey, I was just wondering if I could get Rich to get the weather forecast for the Gulf Shores, Orange Beach area, Pensacola. I'll be down that way working the next couple of days. I heard something about the Beta and the rain and everything. So
yeah, there's going to be some tropical rain down there from, especially as we get into, Wednesday night into Thursday, Friday, and even lingering into Saturday. There's going to be some tropical downpours from nothing like Sally, but So the rain chances are a little bit higher than normal down there for that period of time from Beta. But we're not going to see the winds, you know, no wind problems, but mainly just some tropical downpours here and there.
All right. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much for the call. On this, the first day of fall.
The first day of fall. Summer is over. The leaves are changing. The air is getting cooler. The nights longer. Soon, it will be sweater weather. Then, coats. Next thing you know, you're clearing a foot of snow off of your car with your ATM card because you don't know where your ice scraper is. All so you can get stuck behind a snowplow on your way to work. The mere thought of it makes my lips chap. But in the meantime, happy first day of fall from all of us.
That's right. That would include me, Jesse Lynn, and Rich Thomas. Jay Scott is off today. We hope he's feeling better quickly at that convenient time of sound lemon. I got your local news. That's how I learned the
Rich. Are you going to tell us what news is happening with the news?
Yeah, just go right through it and pretend it's normal way you talk. This shows sometimes.
I'm sure people, that's the fun part about it.
Well, yeah.
It's major market.
I know. I sometimes in the afternoon, if I'm on in one of my more volcanic modes, somebody that's just driving through Montgomery, let's see what the local radio's got on here.
And you're in an eruptive state.
We were going through Montgomery, Alabama, and you would not believe.
This crazy man on the station.
Well, guess what, kids? It's 7:12 local news, and then, yes, at random facts with a convoluted intro coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Former State Senator David Burkett pleaded guilty to violating the Fair Campaign Practices Act. He has been sentenced to 12 months probation and asked to pay $3,000 in fines plus court costs and fees. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail, but that has been suspended. Civil rights activist Reverend Robert Gretz passed away on Sunday. Gretz was known as the only white minister to support the Montgomery bus boycott. He was 92 years old. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 131,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. Over 9,600 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say close to 2,300 people have died. Statewide hospitalizations are now back above 800. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, Dad. It smells really good out here. What you grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do. Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us. AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery. Or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On September 22nd, 1960, the world welcomed little baby Scott Baio.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Congratulations, it's a Chachi.
Scott Baio, a star is born.
And now,
don't worry, Jay, we're going to bail you out by filling in for
random facts.
Very nice.
Come on, not bad.
Very nice. That was good.
Good boy.
Sometimes I need praise, you know, unlike anybody else. That was clever.
All right. So, did you know Alaska is the only state without a law school?
Well, you know, when you think about becoming a lawyer. Alaska's the first place you'd want to go.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Privacy, you'd want to study a lot.
Yeah. And you know, though, but you think, you know, state law or something like that, you know, if you need an attorney for that. But although the Seattle University School of Law has started running a satellite campus there to teach some classes related to Alaska-specific law. So.
What did we find out the other day about Alaska being...
the most for crime rates or something?
Yeah, the
like
highest crime rate.
Yeah.
Crime rate
in the country. Something like that.
So they need...
They need a law school. Yes, they do.
Right.
All right.
Hey, so where is the University of Alaska? Anybody know?
I don't know.
Well, I hope it's not... There's a town in Alaska that's... The only way you can get to it is to fly in. I don't know if it's Anchorage or Juneau.
Juneau is you can't drive to Juneau.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the capital.
Juneau, you can't drive to Juneau?
Juneau.
Juneau, you can't drive to Juneau?
Juneau, you're right.
All right, we'll each do two and we'll go around twice. So you're next.
So Richie now?
Richie T.
Okay. Let's pick this one up. There are only a few countries in the world where the drinking age is as old as 21, as here in the U.S. The most common legal drinking age in almost every country is 18.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
This is a repeat of a random fact Jay did a while back, but it's so amazing to me that I think it bears mentioning.
Again.
All right.
Again. There was a guy named Tsutomu Yamaguchi. He was in Hiroshima when the first atomic bomb dropped, survived it, and fled to Nagasaki.
Bad, bad travel idea.
Just in time to survive that one. And he lived to age 93, passed away in 2010.
Wow.
That's a pretty amazing story.
Became a travel agent.
That's amazing.
Well, you'd have to like your luck with a guy like that.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
All right.
My turn.
Yep.
All right. Did you know four presidents tried to get nominated for a third term but failed? Who were they?
Four presidents tried to get nominated for a third term and failed. I know Washington won three terms. Cleveland?
Cleveland's won, yes. Grover Cleveland's won.
How about that?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't even have a bluff answer.
Grant. Ulysses Grant.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Theodore Roosevelt and
TR, sure, we should.
Woodrow Wilson.
I knew the TR one and wow.
So FDR actually got a third term and a fourth, but then the 22nd Amendment was established to cap the president. So there were four that were nominated for a third term but failed.
You know, I was going to say Teddy because he inherited McKinley's presidency early and then had his own term. And then, that was a big thing with him and then, Fatboy Taft and all that.
Well, he made a very unfortunate comment that, I'm going to be a one-term president, and he had to live by that. He made that statement, so that was his deal.
I'm very impressed that Greg got Cleveland right.
It's amazing.
You won't be the first person to say,
sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Did you know there's a town in Nevada on the way to Southern California, in between Southern California and Las Vegas, called Gene? That's the name of the town. It's got a casino, the world's largest Chevron gas station. But guess what the population of Gene is?
One.
Zero.
Zero?
Everyone who works in the town lives somewhere else. Gene, Nevada.
Huh.
Did not know that either.
Okay.
Did you know that there's a difference between frosting and icing?
Really? And we're not talking about Jay's pajamas, where he looks frosting his pajamas.
No, that's a whole different game. And we should have a little touch of Jay here.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
There we go. Mm.
I can keep going, you know, with sound effects, but we'll leave it there. It's family-friendly radio.
All right.
Here's how you know the difference between frosting and icing. Frosting is fluffy and made with a base of cream or butter. Icing is a thin glaze that's made with a base of sugar or egg whites. Well, now you know.
Okay, now I know.
The rest of the story.
Fluffy. Okay.
Fluffy.
What do you like? frosting or icing?
If I had to pick,
yep.
I'm a frosting kind of guy.
Good deal.
Frosting.
I got that in mind.
Because an iced chocolate donut, that's a thin layer of chocolate, and a fluffy layer of chocolate is always preferred.
I got you.
If that's possible.
Gotcha.
So those are the first six. Used to should take advantage of this break to caucus on a pop quiz question so we can give away a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate.
We can do that.
They'll be working on that. All right, so today is the 22nd, first day of fall. There's 8 days left in the month, 39 in October, 69 through November, and 25 is 94 days until Christmas. Wow, it is closing in.
Yes, it is.
So you'll enjoy the holiday more if you take care of that special person or two by, instead of waiting till the last minute and just throwing money at something that you're not even sure about, get with Brian Jewelry. Stop by any weekday morning or afternoon or Saturday all day and get with Lynn and the team and talk ideas. They'll ask probative questions about the person you're shopping for. Try to get to know them through your answers and then make suggestions based on the information you provide. And then if nothing else, if they can't find something that quite works in their vast and very competitively priced selection, they can create it from scratch. I'm having a little possum ornament made there to honor Janelle's Penelope. Yeah, and that'll be a Christmas gift among others. But yeah, that's the kind of thing they can do, and it's going to have a tail that can just drape around the Christmas tree branch. Yes, and I thought of that all by my big self, but I couldn't create it by my big self. Brian Jewelry does that. They also have a club. You can browse their inventory online at brianjewelry.com. Sign up for their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. Fantastic service, free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase. If you buy a watch or something gets broken or needs repair, they can take care of that too for you. Old world professional jewelers with almost 7 full decades of experience at brianjewelry.com or visit 1778 East Main in Prattville. Before we go to part two, we have Steven on the phone.
Hey.
Yes, good morning, folks.
Hi.
I heard the mention of Gene, Nevada. I've been there. I've been through Gene several times when I've driven between Los Angeles and Las Vegas. And it's probably about 30 minutes outside of Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
There's one exit. Has a large casino, hotel casino there called Terrible's Casino.
Terrible's
and
the largest Terrible's Chevron.
And the largest Chevron. I've been there. They just sort of expanded it like last year or maybe the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever been to out into Texas and have ever seen a Bucky's convenience store.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know all about Bucky's. Yeah.
This is the size of Bucky's. It's massive. And it has a White Castle inside of it. And
ooh.
It has a large statue of the Jack Link beef jerky Sasquatch, a big like 12-foot
right.
statue, and but yeah, it's just a convenience store on one side of the interstate on that exit, and then a large casino hotel. I think it used to be called the Gold Strike Hotel Casino, and they changed it to Terrible's, which is an entity out there that owns some convenience stores, and I guess they're in the gaming business now too. But otherwise, if you work in one of those places there, then you live in Las Vegas or
right.
I don't know where.
Population of Gene is zero. Yep.
And that's it. Yeah. So been there, done that. So right. Anyway, I thought that was interesting.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks
thank
for you. Calling. Right. Letting us know. Thanks.
And you never know how these little things are going to resonate with listeners. There you have a guy with experience.
Yep.
At 7:24, let's see how the roads are doing. Back with part two of Random Facts, followed by the $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. So far, we're having a really good morning on the roads. We've got some congestion, Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway to Ware's Ferry. And we're a little busy on Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue into downtown. Our regular arteries that are busy this time of morning have a little traffic on them, like Norman Bridge Road, Fairview Avenue, and the 31's inbound. But no accidents anywhere. Good job so far. Everything for fall is at Midtown Plaza. Shop, Foot Locker, Sally Beauty, Professional and Spa, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victoryland. Daily guests welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550. 3550. Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month with no contracts and a contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
WOW.
For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
Polls have Joe Biden ahead of President Trump, but did a poll ever ask your opinion? Now, Newsmax TV is asking Americans to vote in their national poll. Vote instantly for Trump or Biden. Just text the word virus to 39747 and vote. Make sure your voice is heard. Text virus to 39747 and watch Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. Check your guide. Plus, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Samsung, and more. So vote now for Trump or Biden. Text virus to 39747.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is September 22nd, Hobbit Day. After you finish up with second breakfast, celebrate with a long-expected party with the Baggins, the Tooks, and the Proudfoots.
No feet!
And I do hope Gandalf arrives with his wondrous fireworks. Happy Hobbit Day!
And now, a big welcome to those of you who enjoy the habit of listening to
random facts.
Habit.
Wow.
Habit.
Nice.
It was either that or nice. Hobbit forming. I didn't know what to do.
Hobbit forming.
I'm just a horse.
Maybe Hobbit forming.
Hobbit forming. I love it.
Well, thank you.
It sounded good. Are we doing two a piece again this
yeah,
time?
Yeah, let's do. We're okay. Going to give you a bonus of 12 random facts today.
Okay.
But only today.
Only today. Today only, folks.
The boss is out of town, and we are going random facts crazy.
Crazy!
Yep.
Well, only today, and no, really, this actually took place in 1956 to 1958. Did you know that Chrysler's had a built-in record player? They malfunctioned so often that Chrysler officially dropped them after a few years.
Yeah, I can see going over a bump. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
It reminds me of a great story a listener told me years ago. She was showing her daughter how she used to enjoy music on vinyl albums, and mm-hmm. the daughter looked at it and said, "How did you ever get it that into the car to play it?" You know.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
Yeah. Do you remember radios that used to have to warm up when
yes.
you turn them on?
Yeah, because
the tubes had to warm
tubes.
Up.
Wow.
Do you know though, mastering a record now? And, you know, the old way you would master a record, you probably know this, Greg, it actually went through a process through a tube system mm-hmm. that had to, you know, heat up and then, of course, cool down to master the track. I still use a mastering company that does just that because I've used the artificial mastering that we've done digital and all of that. Mm-hmm. It does not even come close to the old tube form of mastering a record.
On a standard album, how many grooves do you think there are?
Oh, Lord. On a vinyl? I don't know. Greg's grinning. He knows.
Go ahead.
Pick Greg.
Greg.
One.
Exactly.
Oh.
There's one.
Well, duh. I knew that.
But it's a good question.
That is a good question because you're right. It never stops. It right? continuously
it
spins.
Is,
I should have known that.
Okay. So is it my turn now?
It's your turn, yes.
All right. So, did you know there are only a handful of mammals that are venomous, including shrews, platypuses, moles, and vampire bats? Those are the only mammals that are venomous.
platypuses are venomous?
Yeah.
How are they venomous?
Doesn't I you know, I didn't really.
All I know is that I really know the big feet. Big feet on those. All right, I'm doing another rerun because it's too good to just let go once over 15 years. This sound from Law & Order is a combination of a dozen sounds, including a gavel, a slamming jail door, and 500 monks walking across a hardwood floor.
Wow.
Well, that's crazy.
I remember it being done before, but I forgot the details.
Interesting.
That's crazy.
You listen real carefully, you can hear the monks. All right, one more piece.
One more piece. All right. So, did you know, since we're getting closer to Christmas, it is illegal in Ohio to use Santa Claus in ads for alcohol?
Well, and they shouldn't use them in cigarette ads.
They used to.
They used to.
They used to show Santa smoking with a
cigarette,
carton of Winston's,
you know,
going into somebody's stocking.
Just like Fred Flintstone with the Winston's. Remember that?
Yep.
All right.
Personally, if Santa wants to bring me a carton of Capri Menthol Lights, I will not be offended. Just want that on the record.
Michael Jackson's Thriller was up for a music award in 1984. You would think, you know, you might think that that one won, you know, the Thriller.
Yes.
You might think that, but the song that won, it was You Might Think by the Cars.
You know what's funny is the last the EP that has I'm Digging It and stuff on it was recorded on the board that Michael Jackson recorded Thriller on.
All these connections.
Yeah.
Who is the director of Thriller?
Oh, my God.
Did Twilight Zone, did Animal House.
John Landis?
Landis, yes.
Yeah. See, look at you. I could come up with John. I couldn't go with his last name.
And I totally forgot my ginkgo biloba this morning.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? All right. This one is interesting. This is not a repeat, but I did not know this until today.
Yeah.
Did you know the man who invented Vaseline?
Oh, dear.
Which has so many uses.
Yeah, stop it.
Ate a spoonful of it every day and lived to be 92.
So, I don't know.
I mean, how many people can eat their own invention?
Smells pretty
awful. Yeah, slippery.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
All right, Jesse and Rich are going to come up with a $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. I'm going to close your microphones. You go into the soundproof booth so nobody can hear you caucusing while I talk about Fitzpatrick greenhouses. Yes, fall is a great time for plants, and man, they have, if you go to their Facebook page, which really, if you've never been there, you should do, because that's the only way you're going to appreciate the color, the volume, and the selection you have at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. 3D pictures, look at the mums. I mean, they look like small bushes. They're huge, and they've got those in great abundance at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. On a day like this, on a nice cool day like this, what a great day for a ride out Vaughan Road into 110, just past mile marker 22. And you'll see them on their left, three huge greenhouses. And they're expanding, by the way, which is nice. The zinnia, there's a 3D picture of the 10-inch zinnias. And those, I got to say, have been the best provider of color on my porch all year. If you got an area in front or behind the house that you'd like to fill in with something green and with a little color, try the blue, what are they called? Oh, God, it's going to drive me nuts. They are, I'll have to come back to that one. I'm sorry. I just had it in mind and I forgot about it. The blue.
They're so pretty.
They're
so pretty.
Not azalea. They're something else. I'm going to hate myself until I figure this out, too. It's a mystery. Anyway, for great selection, great price, cash check business. They still have the big macho ferns. Got a basket of those, and those things are just enormous. You might have to replant it, actually. See it all at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Again, visit them on Facebook. Get a glimpse of the selection, and then drive out and enjoy them. Vaughan Road, 110 East, just past mile marker 22, and they will be on the north side of the road. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, they are ready with today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question with Quizmasteress Jesse.
That's right. Very good. So you definitely want to get your fingers ready to dial our number. That's 272-9228. Because earlier in Random Facts, we talked about four presidents who tried to get nominated for a third term and failed. We need two out of four of those names.
Two out of four of the presidents who wanted a third term. 272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. We are standing by to take your call now. Make Jay proud. He's off today. Call us with the winning answer and win $10 of free shopping at the food outlet Nordstrom.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another look at the highways. And to be honest, it has been a very quiet morning so far. We've had a lot of traffic inbound, and we still have a lot of inbound traffic on the 31s. We're still busy on Atlanta Highway, East South Boulevard, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. But no problems anywhere so far this morning. Buckle up and keep it right here. We're going to keep you updated. You get a minimum of a $2,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag onto the lot at Reinhardt Prattville. Cars, trucks, SUVs, they're all at Reinhardt Prattville. That's on Cobbs Ford Road for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, let's go to Paige on line one.
Hey, Paige, are you on the right page on this one? What do you think?
Yes, sir. I am.
Okay, what do you got?
I did hear how many we have to name.
Two.
Two. I could do all four.
All right, well.
But we'll go with Grover Cleveland
yep.
and Teddy Roosevelt.
That's right.
That's it.
PR and Grover Cleveland. Who were the other two?
Wilson and Grant.
Absolutely. You're right.
Woodrow Wilson wanted a third term.
And he was an invalid.
Yeah.
I don't understand that
one. She was sort of the Jill Biden of her time.
Yes, she was. So hang on the line because you're about to talk to Jesse Lynn here in just a moment, okay?
All right. And let's do follow-ups. Brian, would you like a follow-up question?
Sure, I would try. That's about the only one I heard, though, but I'll try it.
Oh, okay. Well, you might know this one. What is the town between Las Vegas and Southern California that has a large Chevron station and a casino, but a population of zero? I need the name of the town.
Gene.
Very good. So you get a second entry in our grand prize drawing on Friday. Thank you for
that. It's also a song by who?
Oliver.
Oliver.
I'm on fire today. Here is Cricket.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I was trying for the question. I like the cricket sound.
Ah, see? Because I'm on fire today.
Yes, you are.
I got a follow-up question for you.
Okay.
All right. Fantastic. A man ate a spoonful of something he invented every day and lived to be age 92. What did he invent?
Oh, my gosh. I did not hear that one. I'm going to guess peanut butter, but... I didn't hear that.
No, peanut butter would taste much better than this.
Yeah, Vaseline. The guy who invented Vaseline.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
That must be the only one I missed.
I'm thinking of the movie My Cousin Vinny. Yeah, Vaseline, a spoon. Did you have that fried, al dente, or over easy? You know, what do you do with it?
Oh, that's gross.
It is.
Well, y'all have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Hi, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
We got through Random Facts, okay?
We did.
Yes, and we do hope Jay will be back with us tomorrow.
We miss Jay a lot because Jay is everything at this station. He is literally everything.
He is our producer, our sidekick, our friend.
Yes.
Everybody loves Jay. That would be a TV show. But he's also Chase's
best friend.
Yeah. Oh, it's Trudeau, you know. Yeah.
Hey, it's good.
The chase dog really loves the Jay.
Did we have any extra entries? I was on the phone.
Yes, we have one, and that was...
Was it Brian or Hugh? Or Cricket?
It was one of them.
Whoever was on call at line two.
Line two. So that would be Brian.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, and boy, what do you see how much fun we have with our conundrum? Give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card a little bit later at 7:40.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
I was not completely in the right attire when I took the dog for a walk this morning because it was a little cool. So, it's starting to get to that time of the year. It's still summer, folks. It's summer for another 19 minutes and 49 minutes. 49 minutes of summer left. And then it turns, of course, noticeably cooler at 8:31, right?
Yes.
Today, considerable cloudiness, but a nice breeze and comfortably cool with a high temperature up to about 74. Tonight's low down to about 59. We should be dry. Tomorrow, there could be an isolated shower during the daytime. I think the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms from Beta increases by Wednesday night, and showers and thunderstorms become likely. Some locally tropical downpours on Thursday and Friday. We could see 1 to 3 inches of rain, perhaps, from Beta. Friday's high temperature in the low 80s. I don't think we're going to see any severe weather. There's going to be some directional shear, which means that the tornado chances are not zero, but relatively small with Beta. We'll keep an eye on it. More scattered showers Saturday. Right now, northeast winds at 8 miles per hour. The coolest temperature we've seen since last spring. Early on, it's 58 degrees now with mostly cloudy skies, 7:42. Oh, hi. My name is Rich, and I want to talk to you about MPB. And you know what that stands for?
Montgomery Paint and Body.
You are exactly right. Winner, winner, winner. Now, you can keep what you got or go for the go for the gold. They've been in business for how many years?
Over four decades,
yeah.
I believe.
As a matter of fact, yeah. And Richie's been a customer for how many decades?
Over three decades.
Over three decades, right. That's a lot of cars. Brandon Turner, Donnie Turner, Holly Turner, the entire crew at Montgomery Paint and Body. Their mission is to be meticulous, and I mean down to the detail, and making sure that your car is not only fixed, not only the damage you can see, but the damage you can't see beyond that panel, under the chassis. And they work so well with the insurance company. In fact, we had a recent good example of that, right? Where Donnie had to help Rosie out with the insurance company, and it was very insistent about this needs to be fixed, and eventually he won out, I think, on that.
Yes, in fact, her car's going to be repaired very soon.
So you're going to go out with Rosie and witness the look on her face when she sees a car that looks like it just came off the showroom floor, because when you get that call, your car has been detailed as well. Montgomery Paint and Body, they're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Their phone number is easy, and you can get really frazzled during an accident. So it's easy to remember, 27-WRECK with a W. 27-WRECK with a W. Easy enough. It was my third call when I had a recent serious mishap in March. I called the police, I called the tow truck, and then I called Brandon Turner, who picked up the phone, by the way. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Time now for Wingfinger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Menu. As I am being attacked by the Mexican street dog.
No.
He is attacking my boot and my pant leg.
Hey, she's not a chewy.
Boots are made for walking.
I know. He's chewing on
that's
right
just what
now.
They'll do.
He's having fun. But, yeah, menu is your winning word because Wingfingers has an astoundingly packed menu. And it is awesome.
I love the fact that a wing finger is such a versatile form of chicken. It can be, they grill it, they can chop it into a salad, they can serve it to you for dipping purposes, and make it into a swamish.
The mojo fingers are the bomb.
And that is another Baumhauer original. Menu is the word. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, we're going to destroy our in-house phone system with your calls at 272-9228. We'll be looking for caller 7. It only took 46 minutes yesterday to get the phones fixed so we could finish the contest from the moment at which we started. It was the weirdest
thing. I'm glad you had enough time in the afternoon to get that done.
Yes. So be ready to win. That includes wing fingers, however you want them, for two, a side of gooey fries or crinkle-cut fries, your choice, a local favorite soda or their homemade lemonade.
A Pelican Punch.
Yeah. And free parking at the RSA headquarters building, where you'll find Wing Fingers open Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 5. Everybody loves Wing Fingers. Everybody loves Jay. Everybody loves Wing Fingers. Those are two things.
And donuts. And Krispy Kreme donuts.
I put you ahead of the donuts.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, they're good. I just, they're not good for me at this time of weight watching.
At weight watching.
And going for a weekly bloodletting.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We'd rather have you healthy and happy and here.
It's
everybody loves Greg.
Oh, stop.
Actually, you were talked about quite a bit at our show in Nashville with my guitarist. You probably know him, Wyatt Edmondson.
Yeah, I know that name.
Yeah, he's one of my guitarists up there, and he's like, how's Greg doing and all that? So we were catching up on the fun stuff there.
I hope it was good.
It was all good. Nothing's ever bad.
Did you tell him I used to work for Styx?
Styx!
Yes.
That gives me some street cred with musicians.
Yes.
At 7:46, your local news, we have enough, more than enough, for animal stories next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Civil rights activist Reverend Robert Gretz passed away on Sunday. Gretz was known as the only white minister to support the Montgomery bus boycott. He was 92 years old. Former state senator David Burkett pleaded guilty to violating the Fair Campaign Practices Act. He has been sentenced to 12 months probation and asked to pay $3,000 in fines plus court costs and fees. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail, but that has been suspended. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 131,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. Over 9,600 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say close to 2,300 people have now died. Statewide hospitalizations are now back above 800. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey, it's Jay Scott for Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They are located in Millbrook, of course. Dr. Jeff Passley and his team are there to make you feel better. It's their one goal. It's everything. They wake up in the morning, and that is what they go to work for, is to make people feel better. And they want to make you feel better. And it's not just a quick fix, either. They want to find long-term solutions to your better well-being. And they can do that for you at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They've got ways now that they can get your imagery digitally. All they have to do, you just go in there. You don't have to go somewhere else to pick up the imagery and bring it to him. It's all in a database, and he has access to it. And they can look at that and see what's going on, make assessments as well, and see what might be right for you. But they want to make you better. You can find out everything you need to know about Millbrook Family Chiropractic at MillbrookChiropractor.com. You're going to get your insurance information there. You're going to get your hours of operation when they're open there for you. Their exact location, phone number. You can fill out new patient forms, and you can get all kinds of information about what they offer at Millbrook Family Chiropractic online at MillbrookChiropractor.com for Dr. Jeff Passley and his team at Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Hey, this is Randy with Super Pond Center on Burbank Drive. When we advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, we get results. Spend your money where it counts. Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. Mexican street dog. Take attendance here. Time for today's edition of Animal Stories. True Tales, pun intended, from the Wild Kingdom. For your interest. Wolfman to the vocal, please. I'm on fire today. We have our first story today involves an escaped alpaca.
I'm not sure I know what an alpaca is.
They sound like that. Escaped from a farm in Britain and traveled to a local soccer field.
Is it a small animal? Or? I don't know.
All I know is they're named after the guy that discovered them. Alpaca.
Alpaca.
It only gets worse from here, folks. Stay tuned. Where the alpaca interrupted a soccer game just before halftime. Carlton Athletic in Ikeley Town in Wakefield, West Yorkshire, England, were paused about 5 minutes before halftime Saturday when the loose animal made a 20-minute visit to the field. Claire Armstrong, wife of the Ilkley coach and the team's COVID-19 officer, captured video of the alpaca being chased around the field by players, coaches, and officials. Must have scared the bejeebers out of, why are all these people following me? The alpaca named Oscar was eventually escorted off the field by its owner and play resumed. And by the way, if you're wondering, Ilkley won the game 2-0.
That's what I want to know.
They're thinking of now making the alpaca as their team mascot. I think this fits into Animal Stories. The Texas City's annual Rotary Duck Derby, delayed for months due to the COVID, went forward without the usual fanfare, but with a Guinness World Record for lining up rubber ducks. City of Graham's third annual Rotary Duck Derby, which is originally scheduled for April, took place at the city's downtown square over the weekend. Residents could sponsor a duck in the race for $5 or buy 24 ducks for $100, the proceeds being donated by the Graham Rotary Club to a variety of community projects. This year, they expected the number of ducks to come out to more than 20,000, more than enough to break the Guinness record of 17,782 rubber ducks in a single race. And our final story, firefighters in Pennsylvania came to the rescue of a Foofus, a puppy, who went wandering in her owner's backyard and ended up with her head stuck through the middle of a drain lid. This sounds like something out of Andy Griffith.
We've had a lot of these stories here lately.
The Palmer Municipal Fire Department said a crew responded to the home Sunday when the owner reported the curious puppy's head was stuck through the middle of a drain cover. When dispatched to an animal rescue facility, they had no idea they would be in for such a delicate and prolonged extrication. It took hours to free the canine, but no injuries. Those are your
Hey, Greg, story. You've got a surprise call on line two.
Jay?
Well, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
This is the second surprise call I've had with him in the last 24 hours.
How do you feel besides with your hands?
And that's what the kind of humor that we've been treating listeners to in your absence today.
Yeah, I feel
all right.
I feel better than I did yesterday.
Obviously,
no more chest pain.
Well, that's good. Are you still at that location that you were at last night?
I am still at that location. Yes.
Yeah. When are they gonna? When do you get let loose?
I don't know. The doctor will come in this morning and give me the tell me what's going on and find out from there what'll happen.
So. Have you had a delicious breakfast yet?
No breakfast yet.
Oh,
no,
man. Breakfast yet.
Well, you missed a baked potato smothered in chili and cheese and onions here.
And that
yeah,
could, that,
you
that
know,
could
I
have
got
been,
a feeling.
That could have been what got you there, by the way.
I got a feeling. I got a feeling my breakfast routine's probably going to have to change.
And grumpy weatherman over here. I don't want anything for the rest of the week. I'm just cooking for Jesse.
I'm not being grumpy. I'm very hungry right now.
He's moody.
No, he's not moody. If I'm turning down breakfast, there's something
I know. Bless your heart. Both of you.
What started as chest pains turned into a heart cath.
Oh, a heart cath.
Which then turned into two stents.
Oh,
my goodness.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
We are so glad that you, took care of this.
Went on to the doctor.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
There's a lot of that going around. I know several people that have been through this procedure now in the last month. This is the third person I know personally that's had to have this.
True, yeah. I think I know two of them, or at least one of them.
Well, when you had that sensation yesterday morning, we were all concerned, and you did the right thing. Wow, that's amazing.
Yep. Yeah, so,
how you feeling right now?
I feel fine. I feel absolutely okay. You know, everything seems to be normal. Nurses have come in and checked what they got to check, and. Everything seems to be okay, but I got to wait for the doctor.
Well, after those, people usually feel great.
Yeah.
Just listen to their advice on how
that particular,
do the hanky panky and all that kind of stuff.
That particular place is supposed to be the best for cardio.
Yes.
That exactly. I mean, they are the best.
That's why I took my first ambulance trip.
Is that right?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was protocol. They were moving me from one hospital to another, and they had to do it that way. There was no lights. There was
Right.
Wasn't fun times. It was just sitting in the back of an ambulance being taken from one place to another.
Oh, I've had those memories.
Yeah, I thought about you.
Right out of our building.
Mm. Yep.
But I don't remember anything after they put me on the gurney and put up the morphine drip. That was, it was lights out.
Mm. Well, miss you this morning, Jay.
That's a surprise to hear the news of what you had to have done, and
I know.
So glad.
It was a surprise to me too. This thing snowballed like you wouldn't. I mean, I went in for chest pain. The doctor said my blood pressure was high. Wanted to get my chest and wanted to get my blood pressure down.
Right.
Couldn't do that, so they sent me to the hospital to give me an IV drip. At the hospital.